This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Good to have you with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. It's beautiful out there, but kind of ugly on I-5 southbound in Ferndale. At Portal Way, there's a crash that's been blocking the freeway now for the better part of an hour, if not more. And traffic is backed up a couple of miles. Well, backed up at this point at least to Grandview, it looks like. So WashDOT says there's no estimate at reopening time. They're working on clearing this. Looked like a truck was towing a trailer, and that trailer, probably the rest of the vehicle, flipped on its side. So they're working to clear that mess and get the freeway reopened. But looks like it could be a bit of a wait for folks who are stuck in that traffic jam. Some traffic getting off the freeway there at Portal Way. And so just be patient. We'll keep you up to date. Northbound is also slow in that area, but getting through. There's, as far as I can tell, nothing blocking northbound I-5. But it is slow up to the river bridge, the Nooksack River Bridge there. But southbound is the big problem. So just be patient and give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind here on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464 is our phone number here on this Tuesday. In a lively discussion yesterday about, much about Ukraine. Today we've got the Supreme Court saying Texas can start arresting or detaining people anyway that its officers suspect might be in the country illegally. I saw one quote from a Texas law enforcement officer or some police chiefs who said that they're kind of worried about it because they don't think their officers are trained to recognize who might be in the country illegally. But we'll see. And would it lead to a patchwork with this kind of a thing? And it sounds like the Supreme Court ruling was more, it was a legal ruling based on reading of law and that sort of thing, not so much an endorsement of this specific law. So we'll see what happens in the long run on that. But we do want to hear from you, whatever's on your mind. 360-676-5464. Let's start with Robert in Bellingham today. Hi, Robert.
Hello. Yeah, people were talking about Ukraine yesterday, and I have some ideas on that. It's kind of, it may not be a binary choice of help Ukraine or give up on Ukraine, because I think there could be some middle ground strategies, and one is to maybe Ukraine should try not to take back Crimea and the other occupied areas, the Donbass and so forth, right away, but concentrate on protecting the Ukraine, the west part of Ukraine, and to Odessa and Kiev, because it's sort of a stalemate. It's too bad in a way that the president of Ukraine does, you know, he wants to fight till the very end. Back, but I think in the long run we can win the peace. And winning the peace would be like if Ukraine was protected, part of it, then the domestic economy was better. Like when Russia fell, I mean when Soviet Union fell, it was because of they were probably envious, partially, of things were so much better in Western Europe. Well, things are better in, so if I would agree to a ceasefire, but I could see it temporarily, at least, trying to stop the war by just consolidating on defending most of Ukraine itself, and then later maybe think about how everything's going to change. Putin might die, whatever, as far as the Crimea and all of that.
Well, yeah, it's, I suppose most think that that's what Ukraine should do, is give up territory and just cede some more territory, including Crimea, obviously, to Russia. I was just looking at a map. Of course, Ukraine is a pretty prolific grain producer that exports much of it to the rest of the world. And I suppose that's a big income generator for the Ukraine government. It looks like most of the grain-producing regions are in the east, which would probably be more of the territory that would be surrendered to Russia. So more than just saying, okay, let's just wrap this up and we'll give them what they want and then we'll go on our way and everything will be fine. And I don't know the specifics of that. I'm just it's conjecture on my part, but probably playing to one degree or another, playing into the mindset there. But
yeah, I've looked at some maps, and I'm not an expert on it either. But I think there's a lot of wealthy farm country in western Ukraine too, in the Don.
Oh, we lost you, Robert. I did not hang up on you. There, you were had kind of a sketchy connection anyway, but give us a call back if you got more to say. But it's not an easy call on Ukraine. We want the carnage to end. At the same time, do we just give in to Putin to make that end? Is that what we do now in this day and age? We would just acquiesce to him and his whims. Because it seems that's what this whole thing is about. But go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Joe. You had an interesting question or statement about one of the Texas Police Association, something people that said officers aren't trained to know who's illegal and not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a pretty funny statement. When you see hordes of people swimming across the Rio Grande, those are illegals.
Oh,
doesn't take any kind of degree or rockets. Yes.
Okay.
Joe, would I go to Mexico and swim across the river for fun?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, navigate through barbed wire and wouldn't that, like, why would I do that? Why would anybody
right,
do that?
Right, but you know, I mean, we're talking about police officers just on the street, too. I mean, you know, in Arizona had that law that was struck down by and large by the Supreme Court a while back that sounded to be similar. They called it the show me your papers law. Just regular police officers or what have you, could detain people they suspected of being in the country illegally if they couldn't prove that they weren't. And so, I mean, you could have average folks pulled over or what have you, or workers in vehicles. Then, you know, is that where we're going?
You and I, Joe, we know our Social Security numbers, don't we, by heart? Most
yeah.
people do.
Mm-hmm.
So you get pulled over and you quote them your number, they look it up in a database, and it's good or it's bad.
Okay.
It's just not that hard. And it's especially if you came across the river, you know
but
that
the
you're
thing is
not,
that,
probably
Rich,
not legal.
You and I would not be questioned. If you and I were walking the streets of El Paso and we seemed like we didn't really have anything to do, you think we would be detained by a police officer and have our immigration status or our status in the country checked? Now they wouldn't do
no.
that to you and me.
Why is that, Joe?
Because we're white guys.
there's white illegals too. There's not as many, but there are, and
well,
there are people
what if,
from Europe.
What if you had an accent, but you were a legal resident, or for that matter, a citizen? I mean,
well, if you are a legal resident,
former
citizen,
first lady of
can...
the United States has she? You know, she's from Eastern Europe. She is has an accent. I mean. Would they question
and she's
her?
She's also famous.
Well,
and
I'm
she's
just saying.
Famous, so,
I know, yeah. But I'm saying as an example. I mean, not that they wouldn't recognize her, but someone like her. I mean, okay.
Well, in a case of an accident or a crime, that is when these things come up. They don't randomly.
It just seems that we're headed
no
down
alongside the road.
It seems like we're headed down this road of judging people's legitimacy and singling and profiling people for what they appear to be.
And I'll call that upholding the law.
Okay.
So we can have our differences, Joe, but if someone commits a crime here and they're found out to be illegal and then our state does not report that, that's pretty disgusting. And that is the law in our state. They're not allowed to. A criminal alien is not allowed to be, they're not allowed to call Customs and Border Protection or INS.
Right, but Customs and Border Protection can contact them and say, "Who do you have in custody?" And then do the check then themselves. But yeah, that's
not fair. I mean, they got to work together.
All right. Okay. All right. All right, Rich. Okay. All right. Thanks for your call. Let's see. Quick before we break, let's go to Jim in Bellingham. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm all right. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, I was thinking about Jane Austen, Sense and Sensibility. Have you ever heard that novel?
I have. I've never read it. But
that's like me and a lot of people. We probably, a lot of us have heard of it. But I kind of looked up a little bit about it, and essentially Sense and Sensibility was 1811 published novel. But the meanings of it were essentially good sense, which is the sense part of it. The sensibility is our emotionality. And so I have a record, a CD in here I play fairly frequently. It's by Rush. It's called Hemispheres. Mm-hmm. And it had kind of a historical storyline to the music that was played over it. And it was between the Apollo, who was kind of the cerebral part of the human, you know, logical, let's be sane and not get too carried away. And then the conflict with the Dionysian, which was the revelry, the partying out in the Bacchanalia type things, love and drinking and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So supposedly what I think what happened on the Hemispheres album of Rush is they sort of combined it into one hemisphere, you know, one sphere, because there were the two hemispheres. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I listened to Dennis Prager, okay, and he's talking about global warming and how there's a book published about let's be realistic about it. And so I think as far as the coming election is about to teach us, or that we'll have to make a decision on, is that are we being emotional electing Donald Trump, or if he's elected, or are we being sane? Now, I think that the moneyed interests definitely are sane about electing Donald Trump, because he's going to drill, baby, drill the oil, you know, and they want to make the money from it and maybe bring down the cost a little bit so they'll be more successful financially. But a lot of the people at his rallies, I think the poorer parts are being emotional about it. You know, that's supposed to be the case. You know, with Republicans, it's usually, oh, you're very illogical. But I think there's some wild emotions that go along with electing Donald Trump. And okay. So that's kind of the point that I'm making. I'm also a little less concerned if Trump wins. Not that it's a good thing. It could be very terrible. I'm not going to deny that. But there was an article in Counterpunch the other day that was talking about, you know, we'll have to move on anyways if Trump or Biden wins. And a lot of the reasons that Biden could lose is because his Gaza program is really alienating a lot of people, the genocide there. And not all of us believe that the economy is that good, which is no reason to vote for Trump.
Okay.
But we have to make those decisions. So I could go on, and I'll do later on tomorrow.
Okay.
If there's not time.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. And we'll take a quick break and be back with other folks. We got a bunch of folks on the line, actually, ready to voice their thoughts. And quick, before we do, I want to check once again on the situation I-5 in Ferndale southbound. It is still, looks like it's still blocked, traffic backed up past Grandview at this point. So that accident still blocking southbound I-5 at Portal Way in Ferndale. Avoid that spot if you can, and we'll be back here in just a moment on KGMI Connects.
A weekend ride on your street bike, exploring the backcountry in your new side-by-side, mountain biking on your favorite trails. Spring is here, and it's time for some high adrenaline fun. When it comes to outdoor play in the Northwest, nobody beats Mount Baker Motorsports in Bellingham. They have an extensive selection of new and used road bikes, dirt bikes, and ATVs, and side-by-sides for work and play, personal watercraft, and now featuring electric mountain bikes from Gas Gas and Husqvarna. Mount Baker Motorsports also offers excellent financing options, an extensive parts and accessories department, apparel for every riding season, and a service team for all repairs and upgrades to your current toys. Start your spring adventures with a visit to Mount Baker Motorsports on the corner of Iowa and Woburn in Bellingham, or check them out online at mountbakermoto.com. Mount Baker Motorsports, Whatcom County's premier power sports dealer, featuring Arctic Cat, Kawasaki, KTM, CF Moto, Husqvarna, and Gas Gas.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, save up to $80 instantly, plus $50 with financing for a total of $130 off a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a gift to say congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
Need a job? Full-time, part-time, and seasonal jobs are available now at HireMeWa.com. HireMeWa.com is your hyper-local job board that's free and easy to use, and you can even upload your resume and let business owners find you. HireMeWa.com, the go-to job board for Northwest Washington, powered by this Cascade Radio Group station and by HF Sinclair. HF Sinclair Puget Sound Refinery in Anacortes is looking for a process operator. There's great pay and benefits. For details on this and other job openings, head to HireMeWa.com today.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
And that vehicle's still on its side there at Portal Way, southbound on I-5. So traffic still not getting through there. Working to get traffic, move it off of the freeway. Traffic currently backed up past Grandview, so very slow going there. But they are working on getting that cleared. Looks like it'll be a while yet. We'll keep you up to date here on KGMI. And once again, that southbound I-5 at Portal Way in Ferndale. And friend Rich, who we already talked to, but he sent in a really nice photograph of some workers out there planting raspberries on a farm near Ferndale. So beautiful afternoon and sign of the season. That's pretty neat. But you can text us at 360-676-5464 as well as call us. And let's go right back to the phones, and Keith on Sandy Point. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Joe. You're sounding good today on my JBL Bluetooth speakers.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Excuse me. Yeah. So I was at Safeway today, and the checker says, how's your day going? I said, well, it's not the best day. In the morning, I woke up looking like my old catcher's mitt I used to use in Little League, but I'm an older guy. So, but my call today is about immigration.
Okay.
I've called a handful of full of times to your show, and I love your show, but so I'm a little nervous today. I don't know why, but I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
So New York's got these immigrants coming in. They're standing around. They're looking for food, you know, trying to find them shelter. Oh, my God. Oh, they're Catholic. We're all, you know, at that time, America was predominantly Protestant. I'm a history buff, so I got a point to this story, but
okay.
So they're milling around, and so what it amounts to, this is 1854. New York City was 350,000 people. It doubled in 2 years. The Irish were having a famine. They had bad weather. The potatoes were killed, and they were desperate. And over a few years, 1 million Irish came to America, and the long story short, they became great workers. They were good family people. A lot of them moved to Pennsylvania. And I'm sure out of 1 million Irish that came over during that time, there was some bad apples, no doubt. They probably took the crime. But for the most part, they really helped America. Now, I'm not saying that this is a good comparison, but I know for a fact that there's a company in Whatcom County that hires a lot of people from south of the United States. They have came here to work hard, and they do a great job. I've watched them, and I've worked on a great paving crew, and we have a lot of times there'd be a development, and these young Spanish-speaking people would put a roof on in no time and did a dang good job. So I know there's bad apples coming across. That's not good. We need to slow them down a bit so we can check them out better, do a better background check. But a lot, the most part, I know for a fact, they're going to help our country. We just got to help them help us. Mm-hmm. And weed out as many bad apples as we can. But you're the guy that makes me think about things like this, see the other side of it. Instead of just saying, oh, it's a bad thing, shut the border down, blah, blah, blah. No, we got to look at it as a whole. We need workers. These guys, a lot of them work hard, and ladies. So that's about all I got.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, Keith. And it's really, that's a wonderful call, I think. And that's the thing. I mean, if people are lawbreakers, and I know people say, well, if you've snuck across the border, you've broken the law. Sure, I understand that. But by and large, the immigrant population does come and they do contribute to our economy, and they're not a drag. They don't just come for services and what have you, and to be a financial cost ultimately. But it is an issue that like you say, we can't have just hordes of people coming across. We've got to figure out how to stem that tide. But just to be, I think, mean-spirited about it isn't not the answer. But I really appreciate your thoughts. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. And I probably don't know my history as well as Keith does, but I think that the Irish immigrants and others probably coming from Europe were considered to be a problem back in that day. And you know, if I think back, if you ever read Dickens' Great Expectations, you know, there was the guy who was sent over. He was a lawbreaker, a criminal in Britain. He was sent over to the New World, into the colonies, and flourished, became a wealthy man. Let's go to Lou in Linden quick before we take a break. Hi, Lou.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, did you get to look up Mike Vent's interviews on X?
I'll admit I have not, but I'll do a little bit more. Mike Benz.
I'm gonna have to keep you after school.
All right.
I'm gonna have to lower your group.
Okay.
Okay. But people keep don't listen to Donald Trump closely, and they don't understand he's a New Yorker. New Yorkers are brash, obnoxious. I'm from New Jersey. So I know about New Yorkers.
Okay.
I used to dread going to New York City sometimes because I knew I was going to have to deal with these people. But they're always like Trump, brash, outgoing, somewhat crazy. And when he was talking about the Mexican automobile plants that the Chinese communists are building in Mexico, huge plants, this is an attempt by the Chinese communists to destroy the American automobile manufacturing sector. And we got to wake up because we're at war with China. It's an economic war. It's not a hot military war yet, but we have to wake up to who the Chinese communists are and what they're up to. And Trump was saying, that's the bloodbath. That's the bloodbath.
Okay.
When if they destroy our automobile industry, we're in big trouble.
But I mean, come on. I mean, are we chomping at the bit to buy Chinese built cars? Is that the thing? I mean, we've got quite a few brands here. I mean, it took quite a while for the couple of Korean brands to, and there were some that tried and failed. There was a Daewoo and some others that never made it. I mean, you know, I mean, I think our automobile brands for sale here in the United States are pretty well ensconced, and I don't know that there's a market for a whole new brand of vehicle that's going to destroy the industry here.
The electric cars, Joe. China has the rare earth minerals to make batteries for electric cars. We don't. And so the Chinese are trying to take that market and literally take over the large section of the market and drive Ford, GM, and Chrysler out of business.
Doesn't it make more sense, though, to try to appeal to voters with, talk about how we can make our own country better rather than we're about to be destroyed and crushed by all these other countries and immigrants and, these foreigners, they're going to destroy us. And I don't know. It just seems like it's based on this fear of the other.
Right. Wake up. There is a lot of fear out there, Joe, because look at the people who are being murdered in China right now. Uyghurs are being, their organs are being harvested. They're being intentionally killed by the Chinese Communist government. The Chinese have wiped out Hong Kong freedoms. There's no freedom in Hong Kong. None. Zero. And that's what they have in store for us.
Okay. Well,
and Taiwan.
Well,
Japan and South Korea.
I don't think that China's human rights record is anything to write home about. That's true, but I don't know that my organs are in peril. Or yours, Lou. But and may they go for the younger organs, but than ours. But all right, we'll take a quick break and be back with more. Appreciate your call, Lou. We got Jack, Tim, Chuck on the line. We'll get to them and to you here on KGMI Connects. A whole bunch of different topics coming up here. In just a moment, 360-676-5464.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Where do you go to find the best steakhouse between Seattle and Vancouver, BC? Northwest Washington's famed Steakhouse at Silver Reef is the place for award-winning, unforgettable fine dining. Savor our Northwest-sourced, dry-aged USDA prime steaks, finished to perfection in our 1,800-degree broiler. Immerse yourself in world-class elegance. Browse our award-winning wine and spirit list, while our attentive staff help to create lasting memories. Reservations are recommended through SilverReefCasino.com or by calling Silver Reef Casino Resort.
At Silver Reef Casino Resort, we've got that. Escape the hustle and bustle of the city and get ready for a fun and relaxation-filled getaway. Luxury hotel rooms? Yep. Championship golf? Mm-hmm. Top-rated casino with all the best slots and table games? Yes and yes. World-class dining at the region's best and Wine Spectator award-winning steakhouse? Yes, please. The total package is only missing one thing. You. Silver Reef Casino Resort. Located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
And keeping you up to date on what's happening there on I-5 at Portal Way, it's still blocked as far as I can tell. The camera keeps shifting around. But, yeah, it is still blocked southbound. I can make it out there directing traffic off there at Portal Way. Traffic is all cleared off the freeway between the off-ramp there, southbound I-5 to Portal Way, and the accident itself. But backups past Grandview, so it's very slow going there and will be for some time. So we'll keep you up to date, but this is a truck that was towing a trailer apparently that flipped on its side, and they're working to clear that situation. So best to you, and hopefully you don't have to be in a big hurry if you're stuck in that mess. But let's go back to the phones. We want to hear from you, whatever's on your mind, 360-676-5464. And Jack in Everett joins us. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing all right. What's on your mind?
Well, it sounds like you're in a better mood than you were yesterday. You were a little bit grumpy.
Oh, well, it was Monday, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
So yesterday was an interesting day. There was two great birthdays yesterday. The first one was Wilson Pickett, Wait Till the Midnight Hour.
Mm-hmm.
What a great song. Anyhow, and the other one was a cat named Clooney McPherson. He was a Canadian feller.
Clooney and McPherson, okay.
He invented the gas mask.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why that's significant is there was a thing that came with the gas mask, whether or not it was properly sealed and properly working. The first one was quantitative or qualitative. And basically the difference between the two was the smell test.
Hmm. Okay.
And if you could smell, you weren't being protected by your gas mask.
Okay.
And that was the difference between qualitative and quantitative. And that happened way back in the 1920s. I think this was invented after World War One and the extreme use of mustard gas, yeah, those kind of things.
Huh.
This cat was born in the late 19th century and died in 1966, if I remember correctly. But kind of a unique thing.
Okay.
So, The difference between qualitative and quantitative is the smell test.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, and so, yeah, so they did have gas masks in World War One, but they weren't this guy's invention, huh? They weren't.
I'm not 100% sure. I know that he's the inventor of the carbon filter modern day gas mask, the one that actually works, that actually protects you from viruses, that actually protects you from nerve agents and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Thanks, Jack.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Linden. Hi, Tim. Tim, are you there?
Oh, it's Ken.
Oh, Ken. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was an immigration inspector for 24 years.
Okay.
And there's a couple things that happened today and yesterday that one good, one bad. The good thing was that the Supreme Court authorized the individuals in the law enforcement in Texas to take the illegals back. Hello.
Well, you're here. You're on the air. They authorize the law. I believe it doesn't authorize them to deport them per se, but to detain people they suspect of being here illegally.
Yes, and if they were in a sanctuary city, ICE would be able to deport them. But there was also a deal. I think it was in Illinois, where there was a illegal immigrant that got caught with a firearm, and the judge ruled that he is covered under the Second Amendment, that an illegal immigrant can have a firearm, which really made me kind of mad.
Well, I guess it's based on the language of the constitutional amendment that doesn't distinguish between a citizen or what have you. It just a person here in the United States, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
yes,
you can't say something it doesn't say, I guess.
Once they cross the border, they're covered by the Constitution, but it's always been the thing that if you were not a U.S. citizen, you could not own or possess a gun. But apparently this judge thought otherwise, but anyways,
I suppose that's my point. Yeah, well, that's interesting because Congress could pass a law making that the law of the land, or the state legislature in Illinois could pass a law saying that anyone without legal status in the country could not own or carry a firearm, but it would take that measure or else amending the Constitution, you know?
Well, it's even legal green card holders are not eligible to possess firearms.
Well, if there's a law that says that, there would have to be a law that would say that before. And if there is, then it seems to me the judge would be in the wrong on that ruling. But, all right.
Yeah. But anyways, that was just my thoughts for the day.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thanks all right, for calling. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you bet. Bye. Let's go to Chuck and Custer. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Joe.
Long time. Good to hear from you.
I hope I don't want to go into it, but I have a thought about this Boeing thing. You know, we got wheels falling off of planes, door plugs flying out, other pieces falling off. and I hope I'm wrong in this thought, but I haven't heard anybody do it, but what about sabotage here? Yeah, I kind of think that there might be a group of Boeing employees that maybe they work, that maybe they're there for Airbus, maybe they're there for Russia or China or something. And Boeing does more than civil stuff. They do a lot of military applications. And with tens of millions of undocumented people in this country and people afraid to vet people properly, who knows? Maybe a half dozen of these agents or saboteurs got by Boeing. Because, have you ever in a two-week, three-week period heard of so many incidents that had to do with faulty workmanship?
Well,
things falling off of planes, doors blowing out, that's all faulty workmanship. And I am not so sure. I hope I'm wrong, but it could have been on purpose.
Well, it could have, but I suspect, though, don't you think if somebody had an intention to make something bad happen to an airliner, they'd go for something a little more certain than just leaving bolts off of a door plug. It seems like that.
You do what you can get away with, and
I suppose, but I think it's a long shot. And you know, in employers,
yeah,
I mean,
it's a long shot.
I mean, if you're, I haven't had to, you know, get a job for quite a while. I've been here at KGMI for 21 years now. By golly, wow, that kind of blows my mind. But even when I was hired here, I had to bring in I brought in my Social Security card to show that I was.
Yeah, you can get a bank one of those.
I didn't, but I had to show that I was a United States citizen. And I mean, but employers are pretty particular about that.
Yeah. I'm sure they are. But in these last few years, we have gotten so lax on our security on everything, and I just think that our powers that be have their heads way up there.
All right.
And so, okay.
Okay, Chuck.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for your thoughts, and we'll take a quick break and be back with more. We'll have time to take your call, 360-676-5464. And once again, keeping an eye on that situation southbound I-5 at Portal Way. It's still closed due to that accident. They're working to clear it, and I'll let you know when it's freewheeling there. In the meantime, I hope you can hang in there and keep busy while you're sitting in your car. Back in just a moment.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
This is Steve Jostens from Hinton Chevrolet in Linden. Cost and interest rates seem to have gone through the roof lately, but now is the time to buy that new Silverado with interest rates as low as 2.9% up to 72 months on select 2024 models. Low hometown pricing and interest rates right here locally.
Hinton Chevrolet, doing business with a tradition of trust since 1947. Located on the Guide in Linden across from McDonald's or online at hintonmotors.com.
The Spring Job Fair, Wednesday, 2 to 6 at Four Points by Sheraton in Bellingham. Solid pay, good benefits, training, even hiring bonuses. Presented by Cascade Radio Group and HireMeWa.com. Talk one-on-one with potential employers, including the Bellingham Police Department, Hexcel, Pacific Security, Action Cleaning, Skagit Speedway, Walton Beverage, Whatcom 911, Silver Reef Casino, and others. You need a job? Be at the Spring Job Fair in Bellingham this Wednesday, 2 to 6 p.m. Multiple industries and opportunities. Opportunities all on site, ready to hire. Full-time, part-time, or seasonal, get back into the workforce or upgrade your current job. Employers on site include Lifeline Connections, the Ferndale School District, Northwest Workforce Council, a proud partner of WorkSource, the City of Bellingham, and more. Meet employers ready to hire. One easy-to-find location, the Four Points by Sheraton in Bellingham next to the Lakeway Fred Meyer. This Wednesday, the Spring Job Fair 2 to 6, a production of Cascade Radio Group and HireMeWa.com.
Do you have a lawnmower, a tractor, construction equipment? If so, you need to visit Meridian Equipment in Laurel. Meridian Equipment is a family business that services and sells all makes and models of agricultural, construction, and material handling equipment. They have the oils, fluids, and hardware that you need. Need a battery? They stock Interstate and Optima batteries for everything from heavy-duty off-road to lawn and garden. Meridian Equipment. Open weekdays from 8 to 4:30 and Saturdays from 8 till 11:30 on Guide Meridian in Laurel.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Good to have you with us here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Not so great, though, for folks that are stuck at that traffic jam southbound I-5. That crash at Portal Way still blocking the freeway. WashDOT not giving an estimated time on when it will reopen, but traffic being diverted off the freeway there at Portal Way, so very slow going. Traffic backed up past Grandview at this point, and like that backup will continue to grow. So avoid that spot if you can, southbound I-5 at Portal Way. That's where the problem is. There's a truck that flipped with its trailer, and the trailer blocking the entire freeway. So we'll keep you up to date on what's happening with that. And we want to hear from you, 360-676-5464. You can text us at that same number, 360-676-5464. Let's see. Boeing sabotage. Boeing employee sabotage. Great angle to investigate. Airbus competition. Union grumpsters. Foreign adversaries. Putin? That's one of a text that came in. I think that's probably anything's possible. I never say no way that sabotage could not be a thing. Let's see. Here's another one. I agree with this gentleman. Sabotage is easiest explanation of Boeing's failures. Well, Boeing's worst failures were a few years ago when they did their self-certification of the 737 MAX with this faulty flight control system that intentionally, well, it didn't, I mean, the system itself crashed two airplanes and they killed hundreds of people. That would have been sabotage. I mean, having a door plug blow out, I mean, it had to be traumatic for people who were there, especially the young kid who had his shirt ripped off by the suction out the window. But for goodness sake, I mean, so are we talking about sabotage up all the way up into the engineering level, or even further up into the management level of Boeing commercial airplanes? I think it's kind of that's a long shot. And union grumpsters, I mean. The 737, which was the plane that had the door plug blowout, right? Wasn't that the plane? No, no, that was a 737. I'll have to go back and look. But the 787 is made by and large, is put together by non-union workers in South Carolina. But let's see, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to Jake in Ferndale. Hi, Jake.
How are you doing?
Good, good. You got some thoughts on Boeing?
Yeah, John Oliver just did a special about this, and what he found was that when Airbus and Boeing merged, they had their core values they always used to follow, and safety was one of them. And with Airbus, they're more into the financial side of it. So all the extra money they're making, they're putting into like stock dividends and stuff like that.
Are you talking about Lockheed, Boeing and Lockheed?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, whoever merged with them, but so uh-huh. The CEO of the company that merged with them is the one that ended up taking over, uh-huh. And they've gone away from their original concepts that made them the company that they were. So.
Yeah,
I don't think that any of that other stuff has to do with it. I think it's just internally with the company focusing their things elsewhere and not paying attention to what made them what they are.
Uh huh. So that was John Oliver who did a piece on that.
He did a whole piece on it. It's actually really interesting if you watch it. It gives a lot of information. It explains why they're going downhill.
All right, Jake.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
Thank you. No doubt.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. And, yeah, that's kind of disturbing. But, I mean, what can you say? It just seems that some of these travails have been caused by cost-cutting measures. And, obviously, a company wants to operate as efficiently as possible. But when you have people's lives at stake on the machines that you create, it seems, and that you should take every precaution and every redundancy in the controls of that aircraft. Quick break. Back with more. We'll hopefully hear from you. 360-676-5464.
You love what you find at Wilson.
A sure sign of spring is the arrival of Wilson's Furniture yearly patio furniture shipments, along with the problem of where they're going to put everything. And that means big savings of up to 50% are starting to sprout at Wilson's Furniture. You'll find living room, dining, bedroom furniture all marked down and ready for delivery. Are you ready for the annual college basketball tournament craziness? Catch all the action in a comfy Lane recliner, the best seat in the house, starting at $599. Looking for a better night's sleep? Find it at Wilson's with a top quality queen size mattress for only $6.99. If your patio furniture was blown into your neighbor's yard during that last windstorm, just leave it there and come check out the huge selection that you'll find only at Wilson's. And come enjoy some crazy early bird pricing. You'll love what you find at Wilson's during their early spring fever sale event going on now. Wilson's Furniture opens 7 days a week on Pacific Highway between Bellingham and Ferndale.
Get informed and inspired with Saturday Morning Live on KGMI. Join a group of knowledgeable hosts as they present a variety of guests and viewpoints on issues important to our area and to you and your family. Sponsored by Asset Advisors LLC at Linden Sheet Metal each Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464.
It's really not good there at Ferndale and I-5. Portal Wave, this crash southbound has both lanes blocked. The freeway is blocked southbound at Portal Wave. Traffic being diverted there. Looks like northbound there, it could be an issue too, right at the Nooksack River Bridge or just on the north end of it, if I'm seeing this correctly. And traffic northbound looks to be backed up to Smith Road. So just very, very slow going there around Ferndale on I-5 currently. And southbound, I know folks are thinking it's not going at all. And even at Grandview, traffic is getting off and doing their best to find their way down past this. So just really slow going around Ferndale, and we'll keep you up to date. Well, Jason will keep his eye on this as we get into the afternoon news, but not a good situation there. This the truck lots, its trailer are flipped, looks like, and it's blocking the entire freeway right at Portal Way, and traffic just not getting by at all and being diverted off the freeway there. And, you know, it is frustrating. And do you deal with it well when you're stuck in traffic? It's one of the most frustrating things ever, I guess. And a couple weeks ago, my son and I were heading down on a Saturday to a Kraken game, got stuck in a major traffic jam down in Snohomish County. Just after we passed the Stanwood exit, all of a sudden it came to a halt, and we just crawled and crawled and crawled and watched the clock tick, and knew we were going to be late for the start of the game, going to miss the start of the game, getting more and more frustrated. And then we finally got through it and realized that what the situation was, that the traffic was backed up because of the ongoing investigation into the crash that killed that state trooper. So put it all into perspective there for us in that situation. But I guess just try to do your best to hang in there. As I said, we'll keep you up to date on what's happening with that mess on I-5 right there at Ferndale, Portal Way. It's not looking good here at this point. But, yeah, well, appreciate everybody's thoughts. It seems to me that the Boeing situation, it's unfortunate, and I think we all, to one degree or another, identify with Boeing, some of these big companies that are major parts, major drivers of our state's economy, and want them to do well. And when black eyes happen, like what happened with the crashes of the 737s a couple years ago, and now with the situations that have occurred with these other airlines or airliners, that it's unfortunate. I don't think there's sabotage. As I said, anything's possible. I highly doubt that there's sabotage, however, that that ne'er-do-wells from other countries sneaking in to make Boeing, cause these kinds of troubles and make Boeing look bad. But it seems to be doing that on its own. I feel bad for Alaska Airlines. They've been kind of victimized by some of this stuff. And there was a Saturday Night Live skit where they're kind of trashing on Alaska Airlines. And, they're dealing with what they bought from Boeing, and plug blew out and other stuff. But well, that's all the time we have today. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for KGMI Connects. So get your thoughts together, your ideas, and we'll expect your call or your text. In the meantime, have a great rest of your Tuesday.